Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about 25 and more super easy ways to begin living a minimalist lifestyle. Now, a minimalist lifestyle goes against the norm of modern consumerist lifestyles. It's all about living on bare essentials, decluttering your life, and ensuring that you only take what you need. The case for living this lifestyle is the lessened stress that the reduced clutter gives. Minimalists believe that once you get rid of all the excesses that are deemed normal in modern society, all you're left with is space for the things that really matter to you. For anyone who's curious about living a stress-free life, here are 25 super easy ways to begin living your minimalist lifestyle. First of all, do some research. If you're listening to this, then you're on the first step to living a wonderful minimalist life. While a lot of people may have heard about it, there are a lot of misconceptions associated with minimalism, and it's therefore prudent to first understand what this lifestyle is all about. Websites such as theminimalist.com offer wonderful guidelines on how to leave the lifestyle, and even citing others who are living the lifestyle. In other words, learn as much as you can about the lifestyle to ensure you're clear of all the misconceptions. Count your possessions to see what you appreciate most. You should take time to review all the things you have and own. This is not just an exercise in awareness of your material wealth, but the wealth of your whole being. It should also include reviewing your relationships. Such reviews allow you to see what you have and appreciate its value or lack thereof, and separate what you have into what is important, what you need, and honestly, what you should or need to let go of. Ultimately, you'll not need excess or be so materialistic. Reduce the clutter. Now, once you've counted what you have, then you can get out the useless stuff and get rid of it. Minimalism is primarily about living with what you only need. As an example, you really don't need a car if public transportation could serve as a sufficient alternative means. Taking out unnecessary items from your life reduces both the waste and the mental effort that organizing those items takes on you. Decide what's important. You need to identify only items with actual value to you. A lot of junk that we keep can be chalked up to just in case I need this, but I highly doubt that you're going to need that empty ramen bowl you've been meaning to work in a DIY coffee table fixture for the past 8 months. If you can't find an honest use for the item, get rid of it. Get rid of the excess. Now, on top of getting rid of unnecessary items, one should also get rid of the excess. For instance, you don't really need many pots or pans in order your pets need so many beds. Excess just uses up space that you could dedicate to something more important or leave empty. There's no need to fill every nook and cranny with an item from your travels or any other sort of things that only serves to draw the eye. The goal should be to have all your possessions serve a purpose and be functional. Get goals. Now, minimalism is mainly a tool to achieve a happier lifestyle. Therefore, to begin living a minimalist lifestyle, it means you must have a goal. This can be anything from decreasing traveling or excessive spending to better your career or meet your personal goals. Stop making excuses. Now, a minimalist lifestyle has downsides. It requires enough self-discipline and honesty to analyze items that offer no value beyond a purely aesthetic one. Luxuries and other excesses are to be avoided if they do not serve a purpose. This can prove to be a challenge, particularly for the person who is full of excuses. Shop only for the essentials. Now, minimalism doesn't mean you stop shopping for goods or services. It maintains on only shopping for the essentials. So this is in order to ensure that you do not waste resources on the unnecessary. The result of this is that the people end up with concentrating their efforts only on important endeavors geared towards them achieving their goals. Stop hoarding. Collecting unnecessary items eats into the space reserved for items that could better serve the individual. To combat this, it's important to avoid the collection of unnecessary items. Also, donate items that are not needed to those who would be better served by them. Make plans. The best way to achieve goals is to ensure that there are plans set in place for achieving the goals. Plans are especially important to new minimalists as they have more space and time with the adoption of this new lifestyle. Making plans places the individual in the best position to achieve his goals and make use of the resources that minimalism provides. Travel lightly. Every time you take a journey, just carry a few items to minimize baggage and wastage. Traveling lightly ensures you only move around with essential items and nothing more. For instance, you can pack only half the clothes you need. Embrace multi-purpose tools. Now, instead of using many tools that all serve different purposes, why not have a single tool that serves a multitude of purposes? This is the benefit that minimalists are encouraged to look for in all of their items. Multi-purpose tools conserve the space that could have been used by having many tools to achieve the same goal. Why buy a screwdriver and a corkscrew when the Swiss Army knife comes with both tools in a compact design? Less social media is a plus. Now, reducing clutter in a minimalist's life also means reducing the amount of time wasted in consuming non-helpful information. While social media can be a powerful tool for communication and business, it mostly serves as a platform for people to share vain and otherwise non-helpful tidbits about their lives that you as a minimalist will have no use for. Social media also encourages spending due to countless consumer-targeted ads. Digitize everything. Books and papers can be cumbersome and space-consuming. However, digital formats for data and information can sit in your multi-purpose tool and allow you to hold a much larger batch as compared to actual physical text. It helps if you start getting as much digital content as you can. Ebooks, online newspapers, musical downloads instead of CDs, all of these help ensure that you do not fill your personal space with unnecessary clutter. Borrow what you don't need to buy. While it may be nice to own your own items, minimalists are encouraged instead to borrow items that they would use instead of buying them. This reduces the number of possessions they have and helps ensure that they do not rack up clutter or hoard items. As long as you keep the borrowed items safe and the lender doesn't mind sharing, prefer to borrow items instead of buying them. Always choose quality over quantity. This is for the simple fact that quality items last longer than cheap alternatives. Whenever you decide to buy an item, buy one with the highest quality available. It'll last you longer and ensure that you do not have to keep replacing it and piling up trash. Budget your time. Just as you budget your resources, budget your time. Ensure that all things you endeavor to do are geared towards edifying you. Do not do things just for the sake of it, but enjoy whatever time you spend doing something. Delegate as much as possible. Now, as often as possible, value your time and ensure that all tasks can be executed by someone else or given to someone else. This is so as to give the minimalist more time to execute the tasks more important to them or those that the minimalist is better equipped to perform. Before getting an item, get rid of another. One good rule of thumb for the minimalist is to ensure that before making a purchase of something, get rid of any items already owned. This protects against clutter and the handling of too many items. Get rid of emotional clutter. Just as the physical clutter can eat into physical space, emotional clutter can eat up mental space. In a bid to live a minimalist lifestyle, avoid emotional baggage and instead find healthy outlets to ensure your mental state reflects your physical space. Disassociate value from material things. Now, in becoming a good minimalist, one needs to stop placing too much value on material possessions. This only is achievable by placing importance on essential materials. Eat simple and healthy foods. Now, a minimalist lifestyle extends to eating habits. One should eat foods that meet nutrition standards and try not to overindulge in unnecessary expensive foods. The foods should also be simple enough to prepare. Decide to live a better life. Now, the whole point of a minimalist living is to facilitate happier, more satisfied living. The minimalist needs to work on doing exactly this by embracing more beautiful aspects of living and avoid wasting time on enjoying pleasures that don't add value to quality of life. Create a savings account. Financial freedom is part of minimalism. Having a savings account and regularly sending money to the account encourages you to continue even living a more minimalist lifestyle because it'll ensure that you cut out needless subscriptions and expenses. Plus, it'll make you more financially stable. Dress with less. Now, having few shoes, clothes, and accessories may sound extreme, but it's a good way to begin living a minimalist lifestyle. It makes life less complex and reduces clutter in your wardrobe. Finally, enjoy the journey of living a minimalist lifestyle. Once you've adopted or decided to live this lifestyle, appreciate the little things you have and always live every single day thanking yourself for the path that you've taken. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning these issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at the environmental issues impacting our planet each and every week, right here on The Eagle.